Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself. Welcome back to Beyond the Checklist. Today, we're going to talk about something that so many of us silently wrestle with, especially if you've lived in cycles of overwhelm, clutter, unfinished projects, or start-stop patterns with habits and plans. The question is simple, but the answer is not. Am I actually ready for this change? Or am I just feeling pressured to be ready? Because those are two different states, readiness and pressure. And they might look the same on the outside. You can be buying the planner, booking the organizer, signing up for the course, or declaring, "This time I mean it." But on the inside, they are not the same. And acting from the wrong one is often what keeps us stuck, ashamed, and exhausted. I want to start with a familiar moment. Maybe you've lived with some version of this. Someone in your life, a partner, a parent, a boss, even a friend, says something like, "You really need to get this handled," or, "When are you going to take care of this?" or, "You can't keep living like this." And in that moment, something in your body collapses while something else panics. Suddenly, it feels urgent. You start Googling, you fill out the inquiry form. You tell yourself, "Okay, that's it. I'm doing it. I'm fixing this. I have to get it together." And maybe you even take a step. You schedule the session, buy the bins, download the app. But then later, you cancel or ghost or avoid or shut down. Not because you didn't care, not because you're lazy, not because you can't follow through, but because that step was taken from pressure, not readiness. And your nervous system knew it. Today, we're going to break that pattern. We're going to name the difference between pressure and readiness, learn how to recognize which one you're in, and talk about what to do if you realize that I'm not actually ready yet, but I want to be. Let's define pressure and readiness in real human terms. Pressure is external. It sounds like, "I have to. Everyone else can do this. Why can't I? They're expecting me to fix this." The body experience of pressure is tight, buzzy, braced, and urgent. Readiness, on the other hand, is internal. It sounds like, "I want to try. I'm tired of this loop and I'm willing to do one step. I want this for me." And the body experience of readiness is steadier, slower, more spacious. Not necessarily comfortable, but grounded, doable, self-chosen. Pressure is fast and frantic. Readiness is quiet and honest. Let's take 20 seconds to check in. If it's comfortable, unclench your jaw. Drop your shoulders. Let your exhale be a little longer than your inhale. Just ask yourself gently, where do I feel pressure in my body? And where do I feel readiness? There's no right answer. And there may not be an answer. Just notice. Let's keep going. There's a real nervous system reason the pressure start collapses. When we act from urgency, shame, or comparison, our body shifts into a stress response. The brain prioritizes survival, not strategy. Executive functions, planning, prioritizing, decision-making, they all go offline. So we get a circle of urgency, overwhelm, into avoidance, into guilt, into shutdown. Not because we're broken, but because the brain literally cannot follow through in a threat state. Readiness, however, signals safety. When your body senses choice instead of force, the prefrontal cortex comes back online. And that's when follow through becomes possible. So you might be wondering, how do I really know what I'm in? Ask yourself these three questions. If no one were watching, would I still want to do this? Does this feel pressured or spacious? Is this coming from fear or self-trust? If your body answers with tension, urgency, or collapse, that's pressure. If it answers with curiosity, willingness, or even a small, I think I can try, that's readiness. Awareness is not judgment. Awareness is direction. Readiness is something that you have to build. It's not something that you force. If you want to start working towards readiness, there are three ways that you can start building it. Regulate before you plan. A calm body makes clearer decisions. Shrink the goal. One drawer, not a room. One email, not an empty inbox. Find safety, not speed. Find small wins, not heroic bursts. Sometimes the most productive thing you can do is pause, not push. If it's safe to do so, close your eyes for a moment. Picture pressure you. Frantic energy, tight breath, trying to prove something, trying to catch up. Now picture ready you. Slower breaths, feet on the ground, choosing instead of reacting. Not perfect, not fearless, just present and willing. Now ask, which one do I want to listen to today? If you've started and stopped 100 times, this is the most important thing I want you to take away from this episode. And that is, you have not failed. You've just been trying to start from pressure instead of readiness. And that can change. If you want support with that process, I created a free reflection sheet called Am I Ready for Change? Just to help you tune in, reduce pressure, and find your next small step taking some of the tools that we talked about today. You'll find it at the link in the show notes below. And of course, if you ever want deeper support with your systems, your space, your time, or your nervous system, you're always welcome to explore my programs and work with me more closely. There are gentle paths available when you are truly ready. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. If something from today's episode resonated with you, I would love for you to share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It helps more people find the support they deserve. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.